Dr. Roland Edwards, present at the 30th anniversary celebration of God Unlimited University of Healing, would like to share with us a few words on what the celebration said to him and what he thought of the most interesting things that took place there, such as the rain.
Good morning, everyone.
It
is a joy and a pleasure to be speaking to you once more. What do I think about the 30th anniversary celebration? Well, it was a different experience, since every experience is different. Of course, I created it in my mind, and it evolved just as planned. Each one in their proper places, doing what I expected them to do. The rain tried to interrupt, but we also created that rain. Well, consciously or unconsciously, we are always creating. And we created the rain, which provided us the opportunity to change plans very quickly. All the outdoor events suddenly became indoor events, and it worked out just super. Why? Because we became more intimate, close. We were able to enjoy the warmth of being indoors, and of course the camaraderie was wonderful. Of course, those that were not supposed to be there did not show up, just as planned. We hold them in our perfect white light of love, knowing that they were in their right places, in their perfect places. And so the event took place, and everyone enjoyed himself. I particularly enjoyed the food. I mean, I have eaten chicken all my life, but this chicken was perfect. It was different. It was very tasty. And I enjoyed every morsel until I even had seconds. The moment that I started to eat the second serving of chicken, I also decided to have a second serving of the ribs. The ribs was great. I mean, the meat just fell off the bones. And I lost total awareness that we had planned to dance. We had planned a dance, a presentation, and I certainly gorged myself with food. Irene came over. She was one of the dancing girls that danced with me. And she said, "Oh, you're going to get ready." I said, "Get ready to do what?" "I'm ready to just relax, take it easy." She said, "We have to dance." I said, "You should have told me that before I ate my seconds." But I said to myself, I like me, I'm in divine order, I am peace, and I relaxed for a moment, and then I got up and I was fine, and we put on our show. So after the response from the show, we decided we wanted to take the show on the road. So we had a wonderful time, to the point where I think I know that I will return. And I gratefully thank Dr. Bialy for being in my world. Of course, he had no choice but to be in my world since I created him in my world. And I am grateful for everyone that attended this seminar and this wonderful anniversary celebration. I enjoyed the atmosphere, the ambiance, the surroundings, the mountains, this is just glorious. So to my listeners, I trust that I have impressed you enough that you would want to come up here to and enjoy the next celebration, anniversary celebration. I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you!
Thank you, Dr. Edwards. It's a pleasure to hear your pleasure at our pleasure. Sybil, Dr. Sybil Agabua, Reverend Dr. Sybil Agabua from Nigeria, who can't get enough of this wonderful stuff. Would you like to tell us your impressions of this activity?
Good morning. Good morning.
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 It's a wonderful day today. The day after the 30th anniversary of University of Healing, of which I am a participant. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Is an anniversary of an anniversary, one of its kinds. People were invited and they came in millions as we expected them. This anniversary was held in what people call the end of the world. And when you come to the end of the world, you enter heaven and your new world starts. Most of the visitors and guests that we got made that comment. And indeed, they felt that they have really come into a new world, a new atmosphere. The vibration that was oozing out was really fantastic. Our guests were entertained by musicians that rendered such soothing music that everybody sat spellbound listening. Then came a surprise to all, the showers from heaven. We needed to be closer because we were seated apart, but somehow we need to come closer, and the rain served the purpose. It brought everybody together and we shared wonderful interactions from the dean of the university, the chairperson, Dr. Ellen Gemini, who was just good, telling all of us what the university has done to her since she came into it. And it has done the same to all of us in our own ways. Then came the entertainment. Everybody had a feel. The food was fantastic, delicious, that I really enjoyed it. I even went for a second helping, which I don't normally do. But I had to, because the dishes were so delicious. Is it the anniversary cake? Fantastic. You need to see the beautiful outlay. Whoever made that cake is great. It brought out everything that uni means. Then came another entertainment of our glorious angels and the leader, who was just graceful in body movement. It was a show of a show. You begin to wonder, is this a retreat of dancers or something else? But whatever it is, we had the show and everybody was entertained. we loved the dean who made it possible for all of us to have this gathering. He is 30 in this organization. Wow. And I've only been in the show for about less than 10 years, but I feel I have really created my image, my reflection, because everything the dean is, I am now. I can even say that I am as old as uni, 30 years, celebrating the 30th anniversary of my association with the dean. Isn't that wonderful? I seize this opportunity to really say thank you, Hap, for bringing me into this organization. And I feel it's my creation, as well as your creation, since we are reflections of one another. And I seize this opportunity to invite the world wide that this uni can also be viewed in the website of universityofhealing.edu, so that you can know more about this place where people say is the end of the world and the beginning of new life. Come and share with the dean the wonderful things he is dishing out for the world to come together and know who they are. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Rhonda will catch you later. Okay, now. Rochelle, introduce yourself.
Well, I like to introduce the next speaker, and this is Rochelle Müller, the wife of Reverend Dr. Gregor Müller, a student, a beautiful long-time student. And Rochelle, here. Mm-hmm.
Hello. Thank you very much. I had a wonderful time, yes. I'm very happy to be here, happy to meet all these wonderful people. And yesterday's celebration was fantastic. And I saw more people coming in to the university and learning, perhaps for the first time, what it's all about, and which I did not too long ago. So it was very interesting for me. And I'm just happy to be here. Thank you.
This is the Reverend Dr. Gregor Müller from where?
Kaiserville.
In Northern California, where they raised the most glorious, succulent grapes on earth. And Greg, would you take just a few minutes to tell us why you think that you're so wonderful and this is such a and that can't be done in hours, but why this place, why, what the celebration said to you yesterday and today?
Okay, well, what the celebration told me yesterday, it just, I just had a lot of fun. I enjoyed every single event of the celebration, but most of all, the rain tumbling down that I created so beautifully, because people, I don't know, it just turned them on to be closer together, to share more, and everyone was just cooperating with each other, and we were driving the cars, reorganizing ourselves, everyone just running and helping and enjoying themselves. And in fact, it reminded me of my wedding, Rochelle, because we had beautiful weather, but the rain it has rained so much the days before then. We had all these little creeks flowing in there, and the spot which we created for our ceremony was all flooded. To get there was flooded, so we had to build a bridge with rocks and stone and wood. And everyone just, their beautiful clothes, everyone just helping and putting stuff together. And so even I could relax a little bit, so I did something that I'm used to doing. And we had a great time, and that's what I like the most, you know. But I know that everyone, in these beautiful vibrations, everyone becomes aware of who they are. And everyone listens to their heart and finds out that they are a beautiful person, a wonderful being. And all the people got their smiles on their face. Those that came in a little differently, they realized that's just what it is. And we didn't have to tell them really, it just the vibrations were so wonderful and strong that it just happened. Mm-hmm. That's what I enjoyed most. And I want to say thank you to you, Herb, and the whole organization. Everyone, Ellen, Sylvia, Ingeborg, everyone else, Rex, for this wonderful week that I spent here. And I look forward to come back again another time soon.
Yes, okay.
Okay. All right, and yeah. Have all a wonderful, happy day, and just like yourself, it's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you, my friends. At noon today, we will have the Reverend Dr. Rhonda Joyce. You're not here?
I'm leaving right after breakfast.
Well, and Shula Gong. Please pass it down to her so that she may give us her parting wisdom. I thought you... Well, they can wait a couple minutes and hear what she's got to say. Right, audience? Right. I thought you were going to be with us all day.
No.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Well, you're always in my heart, whether you like it or not. I'm sorry about that.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Reverend Dr. Rhonda Joyce from Las Vegas.
Yes, it's been a pleasure coming back here, albeit short for a day. Coming back here for the celebration of the 30-year anniversary is very special to me. It marks a moment, my demonstration of being the creator of my world and the master of my life. Right before I came here, I was wondering, should I or shouldn't I? But of course, I knew I was. However, being the master that I am, I created situations that almost prevented me from coming. What it demonstrated to me is the peace that I felt within my heart, knowing that I am divine order, and knowing that the uni is my home. And coming back to the uni is coming back home. To my heart, and meeting everyone once again that I haven't seen for a number of years, and others that I've never met until the other day, it was just absolutely beautiful. For everyone reflects the beauty within my heart, shining bright within the sparkle of their eyes, and sounding out in the laughter, which is just the sound of spirit celebrating the moment of now. And the food was wonderful. The rain was wonderful. Everything was wonderful. What I've come to understand is that it matters not what actually occurs. It's just how I handle the moment in knowing that I am peace. And everything is a demonstration of being able to flow within the consciousness of being pure love, manifesting to perfection everything that I see myself to be, existing in each and every one of you. I love you all very much, and I appreciate everything that everyone has done for me here and accepted me and loved me and encouraged me to be who I am as God the Creator. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Oh, bye. I know what it is for.